Guys, if you're one of the many men dealing with erectile dysfunction, you know the strain that it can put on your relationship. Maybe you've tried some of the pharmaceutical treatments with little success and harsh side effects. Discover the new you with help from the New Male Medical Center with a location near you. They have a 98% success rate in treating ED. 98%. Amazing. Guys of all ages have reclaimed a healthy sex life without any of the harsh side effects of the pills. And if you've been feeling sluggish and kind of foggy and moody, you could have low testosterone, known as low T. New Male can treat that too, providing you with renewed energy and sharpness. And if losing weight is your goal, New Male's all-in-one medical weight loss program could be right for you. Call the experts in men's sexual health, New Male Medical Center today.
It's for 20% more than they paid for it. Have you heard of the top performing realtor in Chicagoland? Why would you go with anyone else? It's not the market. It's in Amy's marketing. Those are the kinds of results you will get if you hire Amy Kite to sell your home. And she might bring you a coffee cake like she brought me. When the time comes when you have to buy or sell a home, call the realtor who I would call Amy Kite of Keller Williams Infinity. Amy's unique in that she'll sit down with you. You agree on a price, a deadline, and if the deadline passes, the home isn't sold. She can rent it, lease it, or buy it for cash. That's the Amy Kite guarantee. The proof is in the sales. While the average agent in Chicago works hard to sell a home every 30 days, Amy sells a home on average, get this, people, every 18 hours because she's working hard for you. The way Amy Kite always does. Call Amy at 847-877-9881 or online at amywillsellyourhome.com. Again, that's amywillsellyourhome.com.
The whole town's talking about the Web Boys. The Web Boys. The Web Boys.
Searching online for a new or certified pre-owned Ford? Take a test drive at Webb Ford in Highland, Indiana. Schedule your appointment by visiting webford.com. That's webford.com.
The whole town's talking about the Webb Boys, and the Webb family promises why. See your Webb family dealer today.
The season to save is now during the Red Tag Sales event at Sunrise Chevrolet. And as our gift to you, we're rolling back prices. Our 2016 Chevys must go. Shop our huge inventory of Silverados, Cruises, Malibus, Trax, and more. Plus, get 0% financing on select new Chevys or lease a new 2017 Chevy Equinox LS for $189 a month. But hurry, these offers end with the holidays. Visit SunriseChevrolet.com, the bright way to buy.
Plus, tax, title, license, stock fee, 24-month lease with $30.49 due with signing financing to qualify buyers with approved credit. Find new roads.
This holiday season, be sure to give gifts that everyone loves. Give gifts from Lover's Lane, like our Christmas bundle. It's three gifts in one. A piece of lingerie, petite to plus size. A bedroom toy, both totaling $100 or more. Then receive half off a love kit. What's a love kit? Our romance specialist will show you all the steamy details. Ooh. This holiday season, start playing together at Lover's Lane. If you can't decide, give a gift card.
As your State Farm agent, I'm going to do something I've never done on radio before.
What's that?
Help you combine your auto and renter's insurance.
State Farm can do that? Wow, that means I can do anything on radio. Like discharge fireworks on unsuitable holidays.
I wouldn't do that.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody!
Look, I'm saying State Farm helps life go right by helping combine policies only because we do that in real life.
That is so cool. Hang on.
No, not inside.
Happy Groundhog Day, too.
State Farm, here to help life go right. Call an agent today.
At American Family Insurance, we help protect what you've achieved so you can fearlessly go after your dreams. Find out how we're helping others pursue their dreams and declare your own at amfam.com/dreams. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly.
American Family Insurance Company, American Family Mutual Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
Another loss, this time to the Lions. Keep it here for a full recap of the loss and a look ahead to their next game versus the Packers. On Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's home for Bears fans. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios.
Let's go!
Scoreboard Update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. Join Chicago's Big Ten team when they return to Welsh Ryan Arena Wednesday at 6 p.m. Single game and family plans on sale now at nusports.com. Well, the Bears were within striking distance of a win in yesterday's 20-17 loss to the Lions, but 11 penalties for 139 yards wound up as the Bears' undoing. With yesterday's loss, Bears are officially eliminated from the postseason for the sixth straight year, and that may have the McCaskey family thinking about bringing in someone like legendary executive Bill Polian as an advisor to the front office. That's according to CBS Sports' Jason LaConfora.
I don't know that this has to be exclusive to Bill Polian, but certainly they're looking at different ways to, you know, to try to get better, to try to figure some things out, to try to get out of this malaise that they're in. He's one name that makes a lot of sense for them. Again, I don't know that it would absolutely positively have to be him. I don't know how many people who are out there who, you know, I don't know how long of a list you put together of sort of accomplished executives who have done things at the highest level, you know, who are out, who might want to get in.
But after Jason LaConfora had that conversation with Mike Mulligan and Mark Grody this morning, ESPN's Adam Schefter tweeted out that Polian is not going to work for the Bears and says Polian was confused by the story. Elsewhere in the NFL, Lions quarterback Matt Stafford dislocated his middle finger and tore some ligaments in yesterday's win over the Bears. He'll play the remainder of the season wearing a special glove. Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers injured his calf in the Packers win over the Seahawks yesterday. Miami quarterback Ryan Tannehill suffered a torn ACL and MCL in the Dolphins win over the Cardinals. Blackhawks hoping to have Captain Jonathan Toews and Brent Seabrook back when they take on the Rangers in New York tomorrow. Both Toews and Seabrook took part in morning skates recently, but no word on when they could return. Some good news this morning, though, both Toews and Seabrook making the trip to New York with the team. Bulls will welcome an old friend to the United Center tomorrow when former coach Tom Thibodeau and the Timberwolves come to town. In baseball, the Dodgers win the Kenley Jansen sweepstakes. He gets a five-year, $80 million deal from L.A. And in college football, Notre Dame's DeShone Kizer has declared for the NFL draft. This scoreboard update is brought to you by the Backyard Barbecue Store, your Big Green Egg Superstore in downtown Wilmette. And join the Mully and Hanley Show, Spiegel and Goff Show, and the Boers and Bernstein Show on the road at 670 The Score's holiday broadcast. Stop by Real Time Sports in Elk Grove Village on Thursday, December 22nd from 5 a.m. to 6 p.m. to see the guys broadcasting live. We'll be giving away great prizes all day. Come get into the holiday spirit with The Score, brought to you by Lover's Lane and Viking Ski Shop. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to the official radio home of the World Series champion Chicago Cubs. 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station and home of the world champion Cubs.
Thanks for listening.
God bless America.
I don't even know what to say. That was pretty awesome.
Julie DeCaro, thank you for the updates. Julie had those. Jay Zawoski and Nick Shepkowski produced the show.
Yeah, happy birthday, Jay.
Happy birthday to Jay Zawoski. Yeah. How about it?
Jay Zawoski going to have a nice family meal this evening. Happy birthday, brother.
He's a good man.
Good man.
And he had a night out with the Chicago Steel the other night.
And the Fargo Force, huh?
Yeah.
Hanging out with Jay Zawoski. Mm-hmm. Had a whole world to him and the score heads out there just doing their thing, talking hockey.
Heard it was very fun. That's cool.
Ooh, hanging out with minor league hockey teams can get you in some real trouble.
You know
that's
what?
Why
juniors,
Jay balances it.
Happy birthday, Chico.
I didn't realize. It's not minors. It's juniors, right, which means that they're like future NHLers.
Nice.
For sure.
Awesome.
Yeah, I don't know what the Muskegon Fury were in 1991. All I know is we started in one place and I woke up and I had no idea where I was, and we needed help getting home. We didn't
smoke
know
weed when, every day.
No, it wasn't that. It was some other things.
Oh, okay.
But ooh, bad. Yeah.
How about that whole day?
It was insane.
Nice.
Absolutely insane.
You and Steve Kerr.
Don't
you do that.
No, it wasn't that.
He doesn't like that. Yeah. He doesn't like that. Stevie doesn't like that.
I know he does. Well, he shouldn't have said it then.
Yeah, well, that's true.
Don't say it.
How about the Phoenix Suns head coach? Like, yeah, we got kids watching. What are you talking about?
Like,
the
hell out of
your
way.
Whole league is high all the time. Shut up.
The only one that tests for it. I don't understand why people care, because it's legal and all over the place. Right. I mean, so what? I don't. Right. Steve is too sensitive. I shouldn't have said anything. Oh, come on.
Also, thank you to the new content producer here at The Score, who will be splitting his time between the morning show and our show. Our man Rick Camp.
Great for Rick Camp.
So congrats to Rick Camp.
Talk about a good man.
Man
who
absolutely deserves the full-time status, and look forward to
getting it. I don't believe it! Rick Camp!
Look forward to working with him every day.
Wow.
And thank you to our guests today, Hub Arkish and James Big Cat Williams. And here they are, Boers and Bernstein, for Transition. This segment being brought to you by Cars for Kids. Call 1-877-CARS-4KIDS. Hello, men.
No, let's get to this Bears stuff real quick, because there's a lot of
Napoleon stuff.
Here's the deal. And this has been true since the initial reports leaked about the Bears higher-ups reaching out to possible consultants or other voices. That when I saw the Jason LaCanfora stuff, which is right, I reached out to a Bears source who said, yeah, they've been considering some restructuring in the football operation. It's not, that's absolutely true. And now Polian, of course, is racing out to the next place he can find. Oh, no. They've talked to a lot of people.
The professional respect of Ryan Pace all of a sudden jumps up for people.
Of course, but they've talked to a lot of people. I don't think there's anything. I don't think Pace is getting fired. I don't think Fox is getting fired. I would think of it like the idea of a high-level consultant. They want someone to look over the whole operation and just say, are we doing this right?
See, but they just had the consultant thing. This would be a hire, right? Like, they might actually do a hire, which would be, I think, wonderful. You know where I am. Anything that pushes Ted Phillips further away from a football room is good by me.
He's not in any football room.
Well, you know, I don't think
Crane Kenny.
I don't.
Crane Kenny will talk to you about baseball all day, but he's not on the baseball side. That's what Ted will talk football.
I don't want to have that disagreement again. You're dug in for some reason.
Because then. I know what's going on.
Yeah, well, I think I know what's going on, too. And it's very different from what you think you know what's going on.
My sources are clashing.
Yes.
My sources are clashing.
I know, man. It's like when I ask people if he's involved, and I get a yes. I get a yes from former players. I get a yes from former front office guys.
Well, I'm talking to current people currently within the organization.
Well, you know. Yes. All right.
Too many swords in one room.
Very powerful people.
Yeah, we've got too many sources
in that room.
My sources have told me something. I can't even say that.
The same people who are telling me what Virginia McCaskey was saying.
A lot of swords are out right now.
A lot of swords.
She's pissed off.
It's about NASA.
It's
really what this
party is. All of a sudden. Too many swords out in one place.
Ted does not, he's never, he shouldn't say never. There was a time where he wanted to be involved with football.
And he got the stiff arm?
And it was a disaster.
Let me ask you this.
Everybody that I talked to that says absolutely you have to go to him to get him to sign off on every freaking dollar, which means sometimes he says no to things that you want to do. Is that not being involved in football?
There he is involved in.
When he says no to your free agent because he's worried about a dollar.
He is involved in budgeting. He is not involved in football decisions.
Give him a number. Give him a number as a budget, then walk the hell away and let your GM decide how he's going to allocate the money. I don't want my GM walking over to him and saying, do you mind if I sign this guy?
The only time the GM has to do that is if he's going over and above his number.
Yeah. Remember, Ted fired Cliff Stein too, right? He's got a new cap guy who we brought in last year. So give me a number and walk away. And that's what Crane Kenny does.
Correct.
Crane Kenny gives them a number. Here's what you're allowed. The and then Theo line. Makes every damn baseball decision.
And as I understand it, the only time he was asked about a number is if it's above and beyond what was allocated.
Okay. Yeah, but he's got final veto power on that because
of the number, not of a player. He can say, sign this guy, not this guy. Who's this? He doesn't know who any of the players are,
well,
even on the Bears.
Either way, Terry, I would welcome a football boss, a football czar, and I'm encouraged.
Let me ask you a question. Would you fire Fox? Do you want to see Fox fired?
I don't want to see John Fox fired. I don't want to see Vic Fangio leave. Like, if I had to choose between Vic Fangio and John Fox,
keep Fangio, yeah.
I'd choose Vic Fangio.
If I had to choose between the three of them, I would have kept Adam Gase. I mean, that let him walk out that door. He might be the brightest mind out of all three of them.
I think Fox is a replacement level.
Yeah.
I really do. And I also think
you wouldn't have any trouble
not at all.
Not at all. And I also think part of the issue here.
Yeah, I wouldn't be upset, Terry. I don't think you need to force it.
I think a critical part of this is what has happened with Fox amassing more power than was expected and, frankly, being a little different type of personality that people at Halas Hall expected that he would be. He had this whole kind of, you know, grandfatherly mean about him, but he's not easy to work with. And John Elway warned them, apparently. Apparently, and we, you know, all about what happened, the personality stuff there. And Elway did say, hey, you know, don't.
And John's super hands-on, too.
Yep, but Elway kind of kind of told them, you know, this don't think you're getting something that you're not getting here. And I think the Bears are calculating that maybe another, especially senior voice, might settle down the power balance. However, I would say be careful with that too. Be careful with that too. And I don't know if anything's going to happen. And I don't know if it's the right thing or the wrong thing. I just know they are, and when you have a season where you're this bad, they're open to a lot of possibilities. And they're talking to some senior people with a great deal of experience and maybe just say, can we do this better? Are we optimizing our operation?
Well, yeah, but if I'm Ryan Pace and I'm hearing about this, like, why'd you bring me here?
It sucks.
Why'd you didn't really give me the keys then. You know, you gave me a weekend pass is what you gave me, because you gave me a year and a half or 2 years, two drafts. You know, the first guy I signed, he's hurt. The first guy I draft, he's hurt. You got to give me at least 3 years.
That's the third option. And I brought that up as a third option here. Forget Ernie Accorsi. Forget Bill Polian. Forget some of these old dinosaurs. Right. Just make sure that you reinforce the guy you hired as your top football guy.
Sink or swim.
Publicly and privately, and tell him to hold a damn press conference. It has been since before the season. If you want to be that guy, step up and own this thing.
Well, he talked during the trade deadline too, didn't he?
Stand behind a lectern and take some real questions of it. The big talked, and don't hide.
He talked when Kevin White got hurt the second time. I'm pretty sure that's the last time we've heard from him.
We haven't heard. That's correct. That's right. He has not been available.
Yeah, which is interesting in and of itself.
Well, I mean, you hire people to scout. You got
don't
area
they all
scouts.
Hide though? Don't they all kind of hide during the season? Is there a regular? I don't think any of them really. Because we thought the same thing about every Bears GM.
No, you're right.
Well, tone setters. I mean, when you're early on in your tenure, especially if you're losing, you want people to know what your vision is and what you won't stand for, just to get it on record. So if it doesn't happen, you can bring it back up. Mm-hmm. And maybe that's what he's staying away from.
This is what happens when you're bad. And
they're real bad. Yeah. And it was I was another one of those intellectually satisfying, if not emotionally satisfying, outcomes for me. I know that
why?
Because you might as well go ahead and lose. I'd like to see him battle and then go ahead and lose, because you might as well get as high as you can. Jason had a mock from your guy, Matt Miller, that had them taking Mitch Trubisky at the number 4 pick in the NFL draft.
Now, was that...
Keep it.
Now, was that...
Today.
Okay.
Today.
Yeah, this morning.
Because sometimes Matt is going to just rank his players, and sometimes it's actually predicting who a team will take.
That was his mock. Yeah. How would you feel if they decided on a quarterback, and it's one you barely heard of before this year, and they went and took him in the top 5?
What do they have to lose at this point?
Well, you know, I think you have to take one. And if you feel that, don't do it because we want you to. But if you feel that, I mean, yeah, I'm okay with that.
He's got Myles Garrett at number 1 to the Browns. He's got Reuben Foster at number 2 to the 49ers. John Allen at number 3 to the Jaguars. Number 4, Mitch Trubisky. Jamal Adams, number 5 to the Titans. Leonard Fournette to the Jets. Derek Barnett, to the Panthers. Mike Williams out of Clemson, number 8 to the Chargers.
There's too many Mike Williamses. We need to invoke something here.
I'm one in, one out.
Right after him, Tim Williams, number 9 to the Saints. And Deshaun Kizer, number 10 to the Browns. So he's got the Browns taking their outside linebacker and their quarterback in the top 10, two of the top 10 picks in the draft, because they got that Eagles pick.
And is Barkley now for sure your backup?
Seems like it.
He's earned that for me.
If he doesn't want to go, I don't know what his contract situation is, but if he doesn't want to go fight somewhere else for a starting job.
Unless somebody says you can start for us.
Because Romo's going to have his pick of the Vikings, I don't know, maybe the Chiefs.
Well, let's see what happens after Tony comes back and plays the rest of the year for the Cowboys, my friend.
Maybe Jacksonville finally pulls the plug.
I'm talking about those ready-to-go teams.
Yeah. Right. Jacksonville is ready to pull the plug.
On Bortles?
Yeah.
I mean, if they fire their coach, I think anything's up for grabs. But those teams that seem like the Texans, but we just talked about that, how they're probably going to give Brock Osweiler another year to fail and then go ahead and find their guy.
They're playing over him.
Yeah,
they're doing everything they can do to
their
play over
him. It's ridiculous. And without J.J. Watt, and all they can do is try to hand off the ball and dump them. They had a guy in DeAndre Hopkins last year who was one of the 3 or 4 best wide receivers who can't get the football.
Made crazy catches,
too. Can't get the football because Brock Osweiler has no arms. He's the man with no arms.
Well, Matt Barkley doesn't have an arm either.
But he's got anticipation, which I like.
He's okay. He's all right. He's a backup, and he just can't.
That's exactly
you
what
just
is.
Drive the ball.
It's
you know,
the difference.
Put that foot down. And,
it's the big difference.
But, I mean, genuinely, how much better would he look if he had guys who could catch the damn ball? If he had guys who didn't
better,
think
certainly.
If they had to jump every time, no matter where they are on the field, and end up with, you know, not 2 feet, not even 1 foot.
So guys who are sure of their skills.
Oh,
that's all
God.
That is. When no. when you're jumping and trying to, you know, cradle the ball. Like, I want dudes who are snatching the ball out of the sky.
Yeah, when you look at a scouting report at a wide receiver and you look at it, it says bad at catching things.
Yeah, right.
You'll want that. It's a bad trait.
So that means
for a professional receiver.
Josh Bellamy either learned to do it wrong, you know, and
he's
been
used to it.
He's been allowed to believe that he can do that at every level, or he just can't learn when they tell him not to do it.
The problem is, Speaks, that you're counting on Josh Bellamy. That's the problem.
That's
you
exactly
got too
right.
many people on the
because
on the
you
field.
Have to.
Yeah, too many people on the field.
Yeah, too many people
not
there.
Be
so you,
on the
yeah.
field.
You had too many plays where just nobody was open.
Yeah, yeah.
Nobody
Even
could
my
get
man
an angle.
Daniel,
Daniel Brown. Daniel Brown was open. I like Daniel Brown.
Of course
we got a guy.
That's his new dude.
I've officially.
Every week.
Yep. I have fallen in love with Daniel Brown. He could be my backup tight end.
We'll tell
next
Zach
year.
Miller today. Oh, wow. we'll let
tell Zach.
Know.
I found a backup tight end for him.
You can't count on Zach going forward. I mean, Zach's hurt.
And Bears football makes you crazy in the head.
Yeah, it does. It does.
It really does, though. And that whole game yesterday, I'm sorry, Jeff Triplett's crew is just trash.
I agree.
On both sides.
I was going to get to that, too.
Awful.
Yeah.
They're just bad. And, you know, it's so immensely frustrating. And, you know, I don't know why. And I get, Bertie, why do you watch that? Because I do.
Right.
I can't help
That's what
it.
We do.
There's something wrong with me. And I'm still a Bears meatball.
It's part of your Sunday.
And I still scream at my television. And these things happen, and then they didn't happen. And then something happens, and then something else happened. And it just, existential crisis. What's real? What's happening? What's unhappening? You're
players,
moving backwards.
Any of the players that were making plays yesterday on the field that aren't young first through third round picks, I ignore.
Yep.
That's
great.
I mean,
policy.
Yeah, so what about Cravon LeBlanc from the scrap?
Ignored.
Let me ask you a question.
Like a drum major right
great
to the
great
end
name,
zone.
I'm hitting the ignored button on Facebook when it comes to Cravon LeBlanc.
Oh, it's a great name.
It really is.
If the Baltimore Ravens beat the New England Patriots tonight, then who is the best team in the NFL?
Don't know. NFL will tell you at the end.
Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Raiders. Yeah. Raiders just showed you some flaws on Thursday night,
and they're incredibly dumb. They love penalties.
Dallas just played the worst game they've played in 12 weeks.
They
last
didn't,
night.
And they didn't adjust to an obvious opponent game plan.
Oh,
they did. They
manned up, and their corners. I haven't seen corners respect Ooh. Like appreciate their jam. You see some corners that shy away from the jam. You see guys off 3 or 4 yards when you know it's man press. Those dudes yesterday were bodying up with Dez Bryant, which is one of the hardest things to do, and weren't scared of him. But I don't believe in Eli Manning.
Seattle was beaten by
that ball, Dez Bryant.
Just saw the stat.
Uh-huh.
First time in 85 games that the Seahawks have been beaten by more than 10 points.
Wow.
That's what it means to not have Earl Thomas.
But they're gonna run the table with this end of season schedule and finish up 11-4-1.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so they
but
might
still,
be a second.
Yeah,
season.
But you still won't have Earl Thomas.
And the Packers were attacking specific matchups all game.
Yep,
they kept running the same fly route. Like, all right, run it again,
mm-hmm.
run it again. Let's go. It was like
Richard
a basketball
Sherman's
game.
Out there getting pushed around
yep.
too. I mean, they did not look good. I think the thing with the Seahawks though is. The Seahawks are a different team on the road. And
they are.
A lot of that has to do
they
with
really
the pass
are.
Rush.
A veteran team.
Yeah, pass rush and crowd noise.
Mm-hmm.
Like what Cliff Avril and Frank Clark and Michael Bennett are able to do at home
yeah, they don't do
as
that
opposed
on the road.
To doing on the road,
it's
a totally different squad. Totally
yep.
different squad. And especially if Earl Thomas ain't out there, you can't play.
Now, did he officially retire?
No.
He retired at halftime because he was emotional, but.
He's
out for the year.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah I know
Broken
he's out for the
tibia.
Year. I just kept Ow. Seeing, you know, he's talking about retiring. He was thinking about retiring, and I saw a thing written the other day where he retired. Oh, no, he's not. He didn't officially say, I'm retired.
No,
right?
just
he's
a,
just
a,
upset.
A halftime tweet.
Yeah. Yeah, got emotional at halftime. Still probably buzzing off of whatever the hell they put in you before the game, too. So, you know.
Yesterday was a highly emotional game in a lot of places in the NFL.
Akeem Talib. But yeah.
Oh, my God.
What are you doing with you guys?
How about Akeem afterwards saying, too, yeah, and we share agents, so when I see you in Atlanta, I'm going to whoop your ass there, too.
Whoop your ass there.
Yeah.
Pac-Man.
Well,
some
Pac-Man.
Of that stuff.
Yeah.
Pac-Man out of his mind.
Terrell Pryor is yeah. like... He's looking for him in a trash can.
Yep.
Yeah, like,
yep. He's trash.
Yeah, it was quite a day.
Those he dudes. Suck. Yeah. He Terrell Pryor suck.
Yeah. Looking for him in the garbage. Yeah. Whatever.
But you know, the thing too that I want to see on the Harry Douglas hit. This is when, as a players' association, you have to back up what the supposed reason for your existence. If you are here to just push against any suspension or any penalty, then you're kind of showing yourself here because
aren't you representing one of the parties?
Correct. Protect.
You're representing Harry Douglas.
You are, but your overall goal is to protect your rank and file. And part of protecting them is knowing when a punishment is absolutely deserved and signing off on it. I think they've got a responsibility to actually step up and protect.
All right, man. Have a good show. Boards and Bernstein coming up next.
Speaks. We'll do it again tomorrow, 9 o'clock.
See you then, kid. Right, we got Tom Thibodeau and the Bulls to preview for tomorrow night.
Yeah, I forgot. Ooh, Tom's in a bad way. Tom is in a bad way. When he asks him to defend the paint, they don't defend the 3-point line. When he asks him to defend the 3-point line, they don't defend the paint.
Tom is letting himself go. He is like 20 pounds overweight.
Looks like a coach again.
He looks terrible.
Here's all I know. I think they have more than enough to win, and I don't think Wiggins is playing enough minutes.
Yeah, they're young men, and they could play 40 minutes tonight.
Yeah, gotta do their job. We'll talk about it tomorrow right here on 670 The Score.
There's more Boers and Bernstein on the way on 670 The Score.
This is Tiki Barber with a CBS Sports Minute. I'm very curious about the mindset of Alabama offensive coordinator Lane Kiffin, who is set to take the head coaching job at Florida Atlantic University next season. It feels like a step backwards for the mastermind behind Alabama's 2015 national championship offense. However, when you actually dig into it, it's probably the best move for Lane right now. We all know his coaching history, but the stink of his Raiders, Tennessee Volunteers, and USC Trojans tenures have been mostly washed away by its success under Saban and the talent he's cultivated for the Crimson Tide. He'll get a chance to rehabilitate his head coaching reputation in a no-pressure environment in Boca, bring in some great recruits or transfers, and maybe, in short order, turn a perennial loser into a Conference USA contender. Then he can bounce to somewhere better. Sounds win-win-win to me. I'm Tiki Barber.
The whole town's talking about the Web Boys, the Web Boys, the Web Boys.
Searching online for a new or certified pre-owned Chevy? Take a test drive at Web Chevy in Oak Lawn. Schedule your appointment by visiting WEBBChevy.com. That's WEBBChevy.com. Find new roads.
The whole town's talking about the Web Boys, and the Web Family promises why. See your Web Family dealer today.
Truck drivers, with the economy heating up heading for the holidays, Schneider is hiring truck drivers now and will be holding driver recruiting events near you. Meet a Schneider recruiter December 11th or 12th at Schneider's Costner Avenue facility in Chicago or December 13th or 14th at the Radisson Hotel in Rockford. That's December 11th or 12th in Chicago or 13th or 14th in Rockford. Get full event, driving job, and sign-on bonus details with a zip code search at SchneiderJobs.com. That's SchneiderJobs.com.
Guys, wouldn't your wife or girlfriend love it if you treated her to the very best this Christmas? Well, you can, and you don't even have to go out of your way. We're talking about the world's softest pajamas, available exclusively at Pajamagram.com. That's Pajamagram.com. Created by a team of dedicated pajama experts, the world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud, softer than a bunny, like cashmere, only better. Talk about dreamy. She'll love the way the world's softest pajamas feel. You'll love the way they caress every curve. More than a gift, they're a feeling, an invitation to linger a little longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at Pajamagram.com. Visit today and give her a gift that keeps on giving to both of you. You don't even have to wrap. Every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging, Christmas delivery guaranteed. Call 1-800-GIVE-PJs or click the banner to visit Pajamagram.com.
Wouldn't your wife or girlfriend love it if you treated her to the very best this Christmas? Well, you can, and you don't even have to go out of your way. We're talking about the world's softest pajamas. Available exclusively at Pajamagram.com. That's Pajamagram.com. Created by a team of dedicated pajama experts, the world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud, softer than a bunny, like cashmere, only better. Talk about dreamy. She'll love the way the world's softest pajamas feel. You'll love the way they caress her every curve. More than a gift, they're a feeling. An invitation to relax a little bit longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at Pajamagram.com. Visit today and give her a gift that keeps on giving to both of you. You don't even have to wrap because you know this. Every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging and Christmas delivery, of course, guaranteed. So visit Pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIFT-PJs. And please, tell them the score sent you. I love you so much.
Listen up, all you Dickies barbecue buffs. Dickies has classic sandwiches starting under $6.50. Your favorite meat smoked low and slow on a brioche bun, served up at prices that are darn tasty too. So when someone says I got a hankering for a real barbecue sandwich and a real good deal, throw Dickies on the table. You can say yes, please. Great meals, great deals. Come on in and get you some. Right, Mr. Dickie?
We'll see you when you get here. Dickies, we speak barbecue.
They call me the man in the high castle. I've seen you in these films, whether in a protest, a rally, or a war. You're the only hope any of us have ever had. Our future belongs to those who change it.
We are all on the same side.
What side is that?
The side that stands against the Japanese, the Nazis. It stands for freedom.
An Amazon original series.
He's coming.
Who?
The guy we answer to.
The Man in the High Castle. Stream the new season Friday on Amazon Prime Video.
At American Family Insurance, we help protect what you've achieved so you can fearlessly go after your dreams. Find out how we're helping others pursue their dreams and declare your own at amfam.com/dreams. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly.
American Family Insurance Company, American Family Mutual Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
Oh, wow. You're actually wearing your hair down tonight.
Yeah, because I finally decided that I love my hair. I figured out the solution for my morning frizz, midday poof, and even next day bedhead. It's Frizz E Secret Weapon Touch-Up Cream by John Frieda.
Well, you and your hair look flawless.
Flawless and touchable. Feel.
Oh.
See? It's soft. Smooth ends, no flyaways, shiny.
Well, I clearly need to get some because your hair looks amazing.
Frizz E Secret Weapon, only from John Frieda.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call Direct Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call now, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249.
Are you a local business owner? Are you looking to boost sales? Break through the advertising clutter with online radio ads. With Audio Ad Center, you have 30 seconds to tell your story, message, or promotion to highly engaged listeners for as little as $75 a month. Advertise to thousands on some of the most trusted stations in radio. It's great for events. Create your campaign today. Head over to AudioAdCenter.com for more information. That's AudioAdCenter.com.
Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour brought to you by Man Carry, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge in Oak Lawn.
Well, put Chris on for a minute.
Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Chris Ranji. Join Chicago's Big Ten team when they return to Welsh Ryan Arena Wednesday at 6. Single game and family plans are on sale now at NUSports.com. A report from CBS Sports' Jason Lockenfora says the Bears are looking to bring in an advisor to their front office and says that Bill Polian is of particular interest, but is not the only one.
I don't know how long of a list there is. You know, I don't know that there's, you know, 10 of these guys hanging around out there, all of a similar stature. So, is it just about Bill Polian? No, but he's certainly the guy I've heard the most about in connection to this potential opening.
Lock and Four on with Mully and Hanley today on The Score. However, Adam Schefter is reporting that Polian is not going to work for the Bears. The Bears will take on the Packers Sunday. Lions quarterback Matt Stafford, a finger injury suffered yesterday. That was in the game against the Bears, but he will still be able to finish the season while wearing a protective glove. Dolphins quarterback Ryan Tannehill has suffered a sprained ACL and MCL. This is according to head coach Adam Gase today. And we've got Monday Night Football tonight on the Score. Ravens take on the Patriots. Our broadcast is at 6:45. The Blackhawks will face the Rangers in New York tomorrow, though it is not known yet whether Jonathan Taves or Brent Seabrook will be available, both out with upper body injuries. And the Bulls will host the Timberwolves tomorrow at the UC. Go for game day greatness and join the Score in Dos Equis at Buffalo Wild Wings in Morris from 3 to 5 p.m. tomorrow for a college football watch party. I'm Chris Ronji. You're listening to the home of the Ed Napleton Automotive Group Bears Monday, starting at 5 a.m. with Mully and Hanley, breaking down the Bears and coverage throughout the day on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by Half Price Books.
No one brags about getting crew socks for the holidays. Give presents worth...
An important message for all Americans who owe $7,500 or more in back taxes to the IRS. The tax pros at OIC Tax can help you. Call 800-416-4460 to find out if you qualify for the IRS's financial hardship program. OIC Tax can stop the IRS from garnishing your wages and help you get back on track with your tax problems. Call 800-416-4460 for a free consultation. That's 800-416-4460. 800-416-4460. Call now.
About pathetic, asinine.
I'm Terry Borges.
I'm Dan Bernstein. Matt Bowen at 2, Eric Edholm at 4, and Zach Miller at 5. And ooh, do we have giveaways? Have ooh, a veritable ooh. Santa Claus today. We've got a Jets Pizza gift card. We have a 2-pack of haircuts from Chicagoland Sport Clips and a 4-pack of tickets to see the world famous Harlem Globetrotters at the Allstate Arena. So, how about that?
Nice.
There you go.
Package.
You got to be listening if you want to win any one of those things. 312-644-6767 is the number at WSCR, The Score. You email us at Boers and Bernstein at 670thescore.com. That's where you listen to us live.
Well, we be do.
We are streaming at 670thescore.com. We have texting at 67011. The text zone is brought to you by the Grossinger Auto Group with 15 brands and over 4,000 vehicles. Visit them today at grossinger.com. You text or sext, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. Twitter is at Boers_Bernstein. I'm at Dan_Bernstein. If you want to follow me there, there's Boersandbernstein.com. And you got to download the radio.com app. If you have that, you can then consume the show via your mobile device, regardless of your proximity to a computer or a radio. The producers are Matt Abaticola.
We talk about Jim Bob Cooter.
Touched on Jim Bob Cooter.
Hire Jim Bob Cooter.
You know, Jim Bob Cooter talking about
that's what Jim Bob Cooter has instilled in this offense. And Jim Bob Cooter does a really good job. Jim Bob Cooter gives him a couple of plays. All week long, Jim Bob Cooter talked about. By the way, you know, Jim Bob Cooter, he takes a lot of flack for the name. Can we just call him JBC?
John Fox says he just likes to say his name.
I love saying Jim Bob's name.
John Fox hired Jim Bob Cooter. Jim Bob Cooter. Jim Bob Cooter.
I love Matt about a cold lead the best.
Chris Tannehill.
Feed the beaver. The beaver is the hardest working, most diligent animal in the animal kingdom. Feed the beaver. Go after the ball.
He's kept it in his truck.
Yeah, that's a new one on me. The mantra of feed the beaver.
I never heard that before. I've heard an awful lot of terminology in locker rooms. I never heard feed the beaver.
Right. We've heard, you know, pound the rock, row the boat. Is that the PJ Fleck thing, the rowing of the boat?
Yeah, I don't know what beaver you're feeding. Do you have any idea what beaver you're feeding?
Like, I understand the metaphor. I understand beavers are hardworking and tough. They defend their territory, but it doesn't. But the idea of feeding a
metaphor. They make you want to say damn. I don't think they're. Well, okay.
Mantra on defense. The beaver is the most hardworking, diligent animal in the animal kingdom, right? He's always working. He's always putting his best foot forward. He's always going out trying to get his job done. Every day he gets up, he gets his job done. And that's kind of our mantra on defense, right? We're diligently working towards getting the ball out, trying to get the ball in our hands on defense. And yesterday we came up with two of them. So I guess we better keep feeding that beaver.
Thank you. I'm going to skip that one.
I'm not trying to take the fun out of this, but when was it established beyond question that the beaver is the hardest working animal in the animal kingdom?
Beaverologists. They established that a long time ago. Haven't you read all that research?
I have not. I'm not up to date on my beaverology.
The beaver metrics.
Does it prove it? Beaver metrics prove that beavers work harder than other animals?
Yes.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I didn't think it was that difficult. I mean, they build a lot, I know, and they swim around.
They build, and they have construction sets. They have all sorts of things they do. They've been, you know, they're way ahead of the learning curve.
They slap their tails in the water when they're angry, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I know, but okay.
I do like Jim Bob Cooter, too.
Everybody loves Jim Bob Cooter.
Jim Bob Cooter.
He'll feed the beaver for you, too.
Oh, well.
Wasn't there an issue?
Call me when it happens.
Wasn't there an issue with Jim Bob?
Touchdown Jim Bob Cooter.
Right? Like in a going into somebody's house?
Yeah, there might have been. There's so many of them in somebody's house. Did he have a beaver with him, or was it just him?
Yeah, I thought it was a burglary charge?
Oh.
I think. He was arrested twice, I want to say. There's a bunch of mugshots of him. I'm not confusing him with the Detroit Lions assistant who went through the Wendy's drive-thru with his pants off. And here's one. This is from Knoxville, Tennessee. It says, Jim Bob Cooter is facing aggravated burglary charges after getting into bed with a woman after climbing through a window of her Fort Sanders apartment, according to the arrest warrant.
Oh, well, that sounds
says he like climbed that. Through a woman's window, stripped down to his underwear, and got into bed with her. She called police, who found him in bed and arrested him. He was released the following day on $10,000 bond.
That's not good.
Obviously,
that's not a positive move.
Obviously, it's not good.
Was he drunk?
I don't remember.
But I mean, wouldn't you think, or is that just something? I mean, then you need real help. Well, even if you're drunk, any help? But I mean, isn't that something you do when you're drunk? Not me, but I mean, somebody.
Yeah, he was arrested in 2006 for DUI and arrested in 2009 for the aggravated burglary.
Aggravated burglary. Okay.
Okay. So
hey, you know what? He's in the right place because, as you just pointed out, Lion coaches that's an odd bunch. That's quite a reunion.
You never know when a Lions coach is going to get hungry for something. He's either climbing through the window or headed through the drive-thru. Hey, how about some of this?
And beating the beaver.
He's Terry Bores. I'm Dan Bernstein. Top of the hour, Matt Bowen is going to join us to talk some football. It's Bears Monday, and you have the score.
This holiday season, give your favorite Cubs fan the gift they want. Cubs gear.
And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
Visit the official Cubs team store located downtown at 663 North Michigan Avenue today. The new store is open 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 10 a.m. to 7 p.m.
I dipped tobacco for 18 years, and many of my friends still do. With the holidays here, the parties and reunions have arrived. I want to give friends a heads up on a healthy alternative to dipping tobacco, Jake's Mint Chew. Jake's is non-nicotine, tobacco-free, and made from USDA-certified organic mint. Jake's is long cut, packs well, has a solid, long-lasting flavor, and has stopped me from using the brand name Dip Tobacco. Start the new year off right and make Jake's your chewing tobacco alternative. Go to jakesmintchew.com and get on the path to a healthier life. You can do it. Jake's can help. Chew healthy. Chew mint.
The whole town's talking about the Web Boys, the Web Boys, the Web Boys.
Searching online for a new or certified pre-owned Chevy? Take a test drive at Web Chevy in Plainfield. Schedule your appointment by visiting WebChevyPlainfield.com. That's WebChevyPlainfield.com. Find new roads.
The whole town's talking about the Web Boys, and the Web family promises why. See your Web family dealer today.
Hey, I'm here at your Metro PCS store. What's the best deal I can get for switching over?
How does a free smartphone sound?
Sounds good, but is it a tiny smartphone?
Nope, 5-inch HD screen.
Good brand?
Great brand. Samsung, and it's a Galaxy.
So I got a free Samsung Galaxy?
Yeah, you're a tough man to bargain with.
Everyone gets a free Samsung Galaxy on 5 at Metro PCS. Switch today and get a free smartphone after instant rebate. Yes, a free Samsung Galaxy. Metro PCS. Wireless figured out. Coverage not available in some areas. Sales tax not included. Not valid for numbers currently on the T-Mobile network. See store for details, terms and conditions, and network info.
It's the Le'Veon Holiday Gift Spectacular at Jared. Stop in today through December 8th and discover unique, amazing gifts that stand out as beautifully as she does. Jared works directly with Le'Veon designers to offer you more Le'Veon jewelry than any other store in the world, including exclusive pieces like the spectacularly original ombre bracelet. The Le'Veon Holiday Gift Spectacular at Jared. Now through December 8th. That's why he went to Jared.
Be a guy.
Give the Cubs fan in your life the ultimate gift, a Waterford World Series Champions Crystal Baseball from Chartreuse. Each Waterford baseball is engraved with the official Major League Baseball 2016 World Championship logo and is hand-numbered 1 through 10,000, complete with certificate of authenticity for $150 each. Chartreuse has these limited edition crystal baseballs in stock ready for pickup or holiday delivery. They also have Waterford Cubs World Series Champions Pilsner glasses, double old fashions, tankards, and ice buckets. But hurry, they're going fast. Chartreuse also offers Waterford Cubs logo wine glasses, beer glasses, clocks, and plain Cubs logo crystal baseballs. They also offer a variety of Cubs ornaments and barware and other team logo products. Shop Chartreuse in Hinsdale at Grand Square, in Wilmette at Plaza del Lago, online at char, that's C-H-A-R, cruise.com, or simply call 630-920-0190.
As your State Farm agent, I'm going to do something I've never done on radio before.
What's that?
Help you combine your auto and renter's insurance.
State Farm can do that? Wow, that means I can do anything on radio. Like discharge fireworks on unsuitable holidays.
I wouldn't do that.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody!
Look, I'm saying State Farm helps life go right by helping combine policies only because we do that in real life.
That is so cool. Hang on.
No, not inside.
Happy Groundhog Day, too.
State Farm, here to help life go right. Call an agent today.
Do you want a solid degree in criminal justice, political science, or public administration? Do you want to study at the school that's located at the heart of government? If you want this and more, choose the right path forward at the University of Illinois Springfield. You'll get the education that you expect and the size that's right for you at the University of Illinois Springfield. Learn more on how to apply. Click on the banner or go to uis.edu/insideuis to learn more on how to apply.
Biggest names in sports.
Jim Rome.
Tiki.
The Gottlieb Show rolls on.
The Mojo Show.
Around the clock national sports coverage.
Let's get to some news here.
Some serious issues that we want to get you to.
Analysis, debates, commentary, interviews, and more.
What is the biggest story going at the camp?
This is such a complicated issue.
CBS Sports Radio.
This is the Big League.
On CBS Sports Radio and CBSSportsRadio.com.
CBS Sports Radio.
Coca-Cola, taste the feeling.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This wouldn't be Bill in his prime micromanaging everything, scouring the waiver wire, making every decision, deciding what temperature the coffee should be and all that stuff. I do think he would be in the building. He would be watching things closely. He would be making recommendations to ownership. But the way I've heard it, it would be like a senior advisory position. He would come in, kind of see how decisions are being made, see what processes are in place, see how they're getting to some of the conclusions they're getting at, give recommendations over whether he thinks that's the best way to do things, seeing who's pulling their weight and maybe who's not, and then trying to get, you know, a long-term structure in place that would put them in a position to be more of a winning franchise.
Why the Bears over other teams?
I'm told there's a lot of mutual admiration between him and the McClatchy family there.
Oh, there they are again. Maybe Russ Grimm was onto something.
I'm told there's a lot of mutual admiration between him and the McClatchy family there.
Jason.
The McClatchy family.
Jason.
Come on now, man.
Confora.
Come on, man. No, he's...
Come on now.
He's got it. He's right on it. That's exactly what it would be. It's not some guy to come in and absolutely run everything iron-fistedly, but it would just be...
Or ham-handedly.
Well, we've had plenty of that. It would be this... more of a consultancy or an auditor kind of thing. Where...
A senior Wences. You know, I have no problem with that. I don't really care because I don't know what you're doing now. And I do think that what my people tell me, by the way, my people don't think Ted Phillips has anything to do with the football side of it either. But whatever makes people happy. I'm not going to question people's sources.
No.
But it's clear from very early on that John Fox owns the young man, doesn't he? I mean, Ryan Pace, I don't know if he ever really had a chance, but it's too, I don't know what it just...
It's too foxy up there.
Yeah, yep. It is. And I mean, you're not going to own Bill Polian. You're not going to, you know, even if he's just in that capacity, I think he deserves a listen, if that's indeed what follows all this. And I think even John Fox would agree with that without trying to assert his manhood. Oh, wait a minute, son, you sit in the corner, let me do this. Okay, I'll say this though, that while they're awful, they and not all that entertaining, it shows you about the NFL when they're as close as they are most Sundays, doesn't it?
Yeah,
I mean, it really tells you
how hard it is to be awful.
Yep. Yep. Well, say like Cleveland awful.
Congratulations to them. That's an achievement.
You know what I mean? That's really tough to do.
That is an absolute football achievement in today's day and age, especially with the fact that officials have no idea how to call a game and are just more than happy to keep everybody in it just because. I for the life of me, I don't know what anything is anymore. I don't know up from down in half these games. I don't know, you know, what a hold is, what a catch is, what some of these interference penalties are, and say they look at each other and say, "Yeah, you're gonna throw it? Okay, you pick it up." I don't know. Right. It's really, after a while, it makes it very, very difficult to sit down. And I remind myself every week that you're going to watch this and you're probably going to feel like crap afterwards.
Well, it makes the entire weekend difficult because when college football was percolating along with it, I mean, you get the same thing there. A lot of inconsistencies and nonsense and craziness. And you watch the early NFL game, you watch the late NFL game, you watch the Sunday night game, you watch whatever. And, you know, I could catch everyone in between. Although this is the last season that thing gets canceled as soon as this thing gets canceled. That's it. That's it for Mr. Football. Mr. Football going to go away with Mr. Beaver. They're going. But, you know, and every one of them is the same. It's not like there's somebody that's a great star out there that when you see that crew, you go, aha. No. I wish that were true. And maybe I'm not a close enough observer because I have no stake in it, I have no money bet or anything, but it's just frustrating. It is the damnedest thing to watch because on one game it's a penalty, next game it's not. You see the same play. See the same damn play. And they called a face mask on a guy who got face masked.
I'd never seen that before.
I have not either.
They actually did something that was a brand new version of a miscall, and that was punishing a guy for having somebody grab his face. Don't you do that. That man grab your face. That's a penalty on you. It is?
What I mean. It's just like, well, wait a minute. You know, I guess maybe all sports are that way. Maybe if you're a passionate fan about whatever it is, baseball, whatever, maybe it's all makes you crazy if you're really that into it. But I just, with all the money bet on football and everything else, I would find it hard to do because then you just get screwed by stuff that has nothing really, that really didn't happen. I mean, you look at that, you look at some of those calls, and you go, well, wait a minute, I just watched a game where they gave the same damn thing to him when you watch the handbar come out a little bit. Mm-hmm. And that's not a penalty there, but wait a minute, on 705, that's a penalty. What? Wait a minute. How can that be? And I don't like that officiating crew yesterday. I think I want to say that I heard the other day, is it Bogar's crew that's called the most? Is
Jerome
that right?
Boger.
Yeah, Boger. And I'm thinking, is that good? Are they all under their minds?
By the way, apparently Jeff Fisher has just been fired.
Well, he should be. There's a thing written about him last week calling the cockroaches of NFL coaches. You can't kill this guy.
Yeah,
and our special teams played well. We're on a record-setting pace with our punt team.
You got fired despite being on a record-setting pace with your punt team?
I would never do that.
Come on!
I would never
you
do that.
You talk about unfairness.
I would never do that.
You talk about unfair. How can you let a coach go when he is at a record-setting pace with his punt team?
How many losing seasons has he had in a row?
Well, I think, didn't he have the record for most losses?
I think so. And I think he's like five now. I think he's running a five or six straight seasons with a losing record. I don't know. All I know is that I thought after yesterday, well, that might finally do it. They might catch the cockroach and kick him out the door anyway, because that you have no chance, by the way. You may have people abuzz, but if you're going to be that in L.A., good luck.
Who else has been fired the same year they did Hard Knocks?
Ooh.
Rex? Was he fired that year? I don't think he was. Look that up. Maybe who's the cowboy idiot? Dave Campo?
Was it Dave Campo?
Oh, yeah.
Was it that far back?
It was Dave Campo.
Oh, God.
I don't know if Dave Campo got the ziggy after that unfortunate.
Dave Campo under a drive.
Yeah, but it was.
Holy God.
But because the takeaway, the pull quote from this year's Hard Knocks is the Jeff Fisher's whole rant about that 7-9 stuff. That's 7-9 stuff. I'm not going.
Good now.
I'm not going effing 7-9.
Little things are important. You follow me? I'm not going 7-9 or 8-8.
No, you're not.
7 or 10-6 for that.
You are absolutely correct.
That would be absolutely true. And congratulations to you. No, you are not going 7-9 or 8-8 or 9-7 or 10-6.
Wasn't there a long series of suck after the Super Bowl in Tennessee as well?
Yes.
Right? Was there a long series of suck?
Yes.
Somewhere in there before he got launched? I don't know how many guys have kept a job for as long as he have with that many has with that many losing seasons. This is not a forgiving league about that stuff. This is not, because Big Rex is going to get bounced on his thick skull again. You know, I mean, it's like, and some of these guys I think are actually decent coaches. Well, I don't know if I'd want to, you know, be involved with them, but I think they're decent coaches.
Yeah, I wonder how attractive a job that Rams job is, though, because you have a young quarterback who you have to play who might suck.
Right now he's bad. He has no ball security. He's really.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if you know that the job one is going to be salvage that, unless when you take the job, say, look, I will take the job, but I will not be tied to this idiot. This guy who didn't know in which direction the sun rose.
Well, that's a nice thought, and I guess you can say that, but that's the number one pick in the draft.
Yeah, but that's not your fault if you're taking
the job. No, it's not, but, I mean, it's tough to say, I don't like this dude. No, that other, he's going to say, you know, you work with this. I'm going to tell you that, good luck. I mean, it could take two or more years at least. I mean, there's so many little nuances that if you watched Hard Knocks, and I'm sure you did, there's a lot of little nuances he doesn't get. I mean, he just doesn't get it.
Like what a front is, for example.
Yes. Yes. The ball was constantly bouncing on the ground even in practice when they weren't even really trying to do damage to him. I mean, it's like, dude, what are you doing? So, I mean, look, you also had a guy that disappeared. They said, you're going to start him now because the other guy sucks? And they go, no.
We got our answer. Mike Smith, 2 years ago of the Atlanta Falcons, he was launched after being on Hard Knocks.
And he's something now. Is he Bucks D coordinator? What is he? Something, right?
Bucks are balling all Bucks of a sudden. Bucks are balling. Yeah, the Bucks are playing.
When you said, we asked that musical question before, who's the best team in there? Who's, you know, I mean... You know what? They've played pretty damn well for a while now.
Matt Bowen is going to join us next on The Score.
Bears lose to the Lions. Molly here from the Molly and Hanley Show. Mornings 5 to 9. Yep, the Bears lost to the Lions. We're recapping it. Also looking ahead to their next matchup with another division rival, the Packers. Get ready for the game with us on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears.
Guys, if you're one of the many men dealing with erectile dysfunction, you know the strain that it can put on your relationship. Maybe you've tried some of the pharmaceutical treatments with little success and harsh side effects. Discover the new you with help from the New Male Medical Center with a location near you. They have a 98% success rate in treating ED. 98%. Amazing. Guys of all ages have reclaimed a healthy sex life without any of the harsh side effects of the pills. And if you've been feeling sluggish and kind of foggy and moody, you could have low testosterone, known as low T. New Male can treat that too, providing you with renewed energy and sharpness. And if losing weight is your goal, New Male's all-in-one medical weight loss program could be right for you. Call the experts in men's sexual health, New Male Medical Center, today.
Now accepting boats, RVs, and real estate donations.
1-877 cars for kids. KARS cars for kids. 1-877 cars for kids. Donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, go to carsforkids.com. That's cards with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 cars for kids. KARS cars for kids. 1-877 cars for kids. Donate your car today.
Hurry, it's your last chance to donate for 2016.
As your State Farm agent, I'm going to do something I've never done on radio before.
What's that?
Help you combine your auto and renter's insurance.
State Farm can do that? Wow, that means I can do anything on radio. Like discharge fireworks on unsuitable holidays.
I wouldn't do that.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody!
Look, I'm saying State Farm helps life go right by helping combine policies only because we do that in real life.
That is so cool. Hang on.
No, not inside.
Happy Groundhog Day, too.
State Farm, here to help life go right. Call an agent today.
It's the Leveon Holiday Gift Spectacular at Jared. Stop in today through December 8th and discover unique, amazing gifts that stand out as beautifully as she does. Jared works directly with Leveon designers to offer you more Leveon jewelry than any other store in the world, including exclusive pieces like the spectacularly original ombre bracelet. The Leveon Holiday Gift Spectacular at Jared. Now through December 8th. That's why he went to Jared.
Are you looking for the right path forward? It begins at the University of Illinois Springfield. Get a degree in criminal justice, political science, public administration, and more. Get a U of I degree at the school that's the right size for you. Get inspired at the University of Illinois Springfield, where you will get the education that you expect. Learn more on how to apply. Click on the banner or go to uis.edu/insideuis to learn more on how to apply.
This is an important medical alert for anyone suffering from back or knee pain. If you or a loved one suffers from back or knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, relief is now a phone call away. If you have Medicare, you may immediately qualify to receive your back or knee brace at little or no cost. We also have braces available for shoulders, ankles, and wrists. The call is free and there is no obligation. Call Pain Management Specialist at 888-302-3308. That's 888-302-3308.
Are you the parent of a 2 to 7-year-old? Listen closely for an exciting free radio offer. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse, the Parents' Choice Award-winning online learning program that's actually changing the lives of early learners everywhere.